Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Being an organizer in the middle of a pandemic is very trying, and we're all very nervous of the fact that it's a higher risk now in Montgomery, but I'm Black every day, whether there's a pandemic or not, and that gives me enough courage to take that risk and fight for Black lives. Hi, my name is Grace Jackson. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. I recently graduated from Montgomery Academy as a high school senior, and this is my dispatch. I was in fifth grade when Trayvon Martin died, and I went to a predominantly white school. So when I was outraged about it and I went to school for the next couple of days and nobody else was talking about it, it was a turning point for me. It outraged me, but it also militarized me into thinking like I will never be silent about any issue that has to do with Black people again. When George Floyd died, when I saw every other city, it seemed like, have their protests, I thought to myself that I would love to have my own protest. That's when I planned the We Matter MGM protest.
I've witnessed and spoken on countless murders of innocent Black people, and it seems like nobody has ever cared.
Saying that speech on those steps in front of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Memorial Church and the Crest Building where Rosa Parks worked and just around all of the historical landmarks in Montgomery, it felt like we're the direct legacy of the civil rights movement.
I am the future of this city, and that gives me all the right to have a say on where we go in the future.
But in the middle of a pandemic, we are always finding that question of, okay, but how are we going to protect people from COVID, or how are we going to stay safe? And obviously, it's been found that Black and brown people are disproportionately affected by this virus. So it was a slap in the face that in the city council, they voted on a mask ordinance, which got voted down.
As the council, we didn't take this serious enough today. We did not take this serious enough today. When we see these numbers continue to rise, then we don't have nobody to blame but us.
You have doctors pleading, and you have the general public who is for the mask ordinance, but a couple people on the council put their feelings ahead of what's the greater good.
Meeting adjourned.
It's like there's no empathy or sympathy in the city or state when it comes to taking COVID seriously in general. It's looked at as a joke. And me being 18, it says a lot when I see an adult not able to realize that. A couple days later, our mayor executively ordered everybody to have to wear a mask in public places or they will face a $25 fine. So now I see a majority of people wearing masks, but there's still that minority who don't. And personally, I want to go to college in the fall as a freshman, and I don't see that happening if people don't make those sacrifices now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.